You're listening to SBS News.
It's pre-season football with a technological twist. And no, we're not referring to VAR.
The 11th Telecom Cup has come to the Cathedral City as Köln take on Italian champions AC Milan, showing off football's latest technologies to offer spectators a brand new matchday experience. Fans will be getting up close and personal with those on the pitch, as officials and players have today been equipped with both body cams and microphones.
On the 17th of July, two traditional clubs clashed in a one-of-a-kind modern match, dubbed an innovation game. FC Köln and AC Milan participated in a trial camera broadcast program aimed at enhancing the fans' experience of feeling engaged in a match.
Well, there will be plenty of new camera angles on show today, including this one from the body cam of Köln centre-back Timo Hübers. This, the first corner of the game. He's got Giroud in support, lovely back heel. Oh, and Olivier Giroud with a very, very classy finish. A goal you could say that was as innovative as some of the camera angles on show today. And now we take a look from his perspective, and we're enjoying all the angles of this one.
A select few players were fitted with a body camera and microphone. The AI-powered body camera and microphone were designed by Mindfly, with the vision and audio aired on the company's Instagram feed and the host broadcaster's coverage of the match in several countries.
Hey! Hey! Ein Zweifel für die Heimmannschaft, bitte, ja?
You want me to come also on six to play? Because
the situation, we can move. Mia, open the space, you take.
Yeah, but... Change.
Mindfly says it strives to eliminate the distance between television viewers and players. A lightweight vest underneath the jersey is equipped with an end-to-end resolution camera capable of stabilizing auto-direct focus. It also records in 4K resolution. Former Matilda striker and Western Sydney Wanderers women's head coach Catherine Canulli highlights the positives of the initiative.
Quite amazing, unbelievable, right? Because you're getting an insight to what it's like to be a pro footballer and you know, all the emotions and everything that goes through on the pitch. It's crazy, I think, as a young kid to be able to see that footage and to be able to see the way, you know, one of your idols moves and how they score goals and what their mannerisms are on the pitch. And even, you know, take it to even the sound, what are they saying? What's going through their head? I think it's unbelievable.
But she also highlights there could be potential negative effects on player performance and well-being.
But on the flip side, I'm now a coach, and as a coach, do I want my players wearing a player cam and having something else to have to worry about and thinking, oh, I've got this player cam on, you know, does it become a mental block for some players, you know? Are they going to perform differently? You know, do we allow them to use them in top-level games? Do we only allow them to use them in pre-season friendlies? I think that's going to be a big talking point, and I'm guessing that there'll be a lot of coaches that won't be in favour of the players wearing these cams.
Ein Zweifel für die Heimmannschaft, bitte, ja?
Alles, was wir außen machen in die Bewegung, ist okay. Nur diese Bälle, selbst wenn ihn sichert, da muss 2-3 Meter Vorsprung haben. Verstehst du, was ich meine?
The broadcast of body cameras and microphones gave fans a closer opportunity to see players from a new perspective. The initiative has never been done before in an official professional top-level football match, until now. However, on YouTube, there are several channels featuring players recording themselves playing football with a body camera, but not in an elite match.
I see you more. I like this shirt. I like that shirt. Hey, Dankeschön.
Dankeschön, ne? Alles gleich.
Panikos is a former professional footballer of Greek-Australian heritage who played for Central Coast Mariners and North Queensland Fury. He says the new point of view might improve the fans' understanding of the game and reduce their sometimes harsh criticism.
It improves the connection between the player and the fan. You train every day or your whole life for moments, and it's those moments that create, let's say, goal-scoring chances or goal-scoring or goals. It sort of bridges the gap. On the camera, I think I was looking at a couple of the goals, and I'm like, oh, that, like, from a fan's point of view, you'll be like, oh, that looks easy. Like, he should have scored that. But then when you actually break it down, the time that he has in the box, the pressure of the moment, the time that he's in pre-season, or the angle that he has to score, you actually sit back and you go, wow, man, that's respect.
Panikinakis also says this holistic understanding will do more than just renew respect for the player, but could reduce player abuse and online trolling.
You know, to finish off a one-touch cutback with four defenders in the box and a keeper and, you know, a wet pitch in a pressured situation, it is quite tough. So it's not actually easy. So I think, once again, like that angle, it might provide that viewer with the, let's say, degree of difficulty in that moment. And it just might provide them with a different perspective, which might alter their comments.
The 34-year-old now turned coach also says hearing how players from multilingual backgrounds communicate can help develop aspiring young people at grassroots level.
I think it can be useful. You know, from a physiological point of sense, you can actually understand how much the player is exerting. And then from a young point of view, so let's say if you're a young keeper and you want to improve your communication, but you don't know what to say, and you can actually start using the terminology that they're using. So then you advance your development. Little things like that that I think can maybe speed up the development of youth as well.
Both Nikas and Kanuli are former players turned coaches, and both acknowledge that managers can embrace the ability to review new angles to help them find an edge. Kanuli explains how coaches strive to improve the so-called one percenters, which is an ambition to improve specific statistics by very narrow margins.
You know, we do use drones. We do use a lot of new technology these days that, you know, we can help with, you know, team development and enhancing the team's performances. But I think the player cam will be more suited to a position specific. How can we help that player individually? You know, because the cam is just, you know, basically following them around and what their position's like. And now in the bigger clubs, you'll see that, you know, they're starting to hire, you know, striker coaches, midfield coaches, defensive coaches, throwing coaches. You know, they're really going to get those extra one percenters to be able to have that edge on the opposition.
So how did this concept evolve? Other than the first-person point of view feature in video games like FIFA, during pandemic lockdowns, fans could not enter the stadium, which resulted in microphones picking up conversations from players on the field. Fans seemed to love the unfiltered access, inspiring broadcasters to flirt with the idea of getting even closer to the action. Could this experiment be expanded in the future? The governing body says it is reviewing the data from the friendly match between Köln and AC Milan to see if and how it can be further used. FIFA is not the only major sporting body to trial innovations in technology and broadcast. The Spanish Football League, La Liga, introduced Intel 360-degree replay technology a few years ago, giving a 360-degree replay of goals scored. Mindfly has also teamed up with basketball's EuroLeague and says it is in negotiations for other deals in Europe and the United States. In January, the NBA's Brooklyn Nets became the first American sports franchise to join the NBA Metaverse, which aims to allow fans to experience what it's like to be close to the players too. Cricket has previously implemented a rover camera which follows players close up, and some rugby league broadcasts have a drone-like camcopter which strives to offer new angles and perspectives. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.